Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 27 degrees at 8:30. A teacher strike in Los Angeles begins today, leaving a district of more than 600,000 kids with two options. Cross the picket lines and leave your kids at a very understaffed school, or keep the kids at home.
The district superintendent had said they were going to put more money toward hiring additional teachers, nurses, counselors, and librarians, but the teachers union says it's not enough.
So we have to kind of make the choice. Do we want a full-time nurse, or do we want a full-time psychologist? And we need both.
Justine Seufer is a special ed teacher at Valley Academy of Arts and Sciences. The LAUSD chief, Austin Buettner, said Friday he's working to get more money from the state to help add even more personnel. But
we've told them that we cannot afford $3 billion. The county has told them $3 billion is not on the table.
He said he had asked the governor to get involved in their dispute to avoid a strike. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The USS Wichita was commissioned during a ceremony at a naval station in Florida over the weekend.
The ceremony took place on Saturday at Naval Station Mayport near Jacksonville. The ship is named in honor of Wichita's significant contributions to national defense and is the third USS Wichita commissioned into service. The ship's duties will include conducting mine sweeps, anti-submarine and drug trafficking surveillance operations, as well as providing humanitarian support around the globe. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran gave the keynote speech. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell, Kansas Representative Ron Estes, and Kansas Governor Jeff Collier were also in attendance. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Kansas State Representative Susan Humphreys, who is also the Republican caucus chairwoman, laid out her plan on the John Whitmer Show on how she will format topics in the Kansas legislature.
Some of the topics are absolutely not contentious. We need to be updated on what is the ethical use of our state computers, for instance. And I would like to have our new state Republican chairman come in and talk to everybody. I mean, those are just good old neutral topics.
The John Whitmer Show, heard Sunday nights at 7 to 9 p.m. here on KNSS. Day 24 of the partial government shutdown, with more rhetoric and finger-pointing and no end in sight.
The president says he wants to make a deal. Democratic Senator Chris Coons says right now it's hard to see the president as sincere.
I think the president should test that by making it clear what concessions and what compromise he's willing to put forward.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says he has some ideas for a deal, starting with those allowed here after disasters.
They're going to lose their legal status soon. He's willing to extend that. The DACA recipients, they're all tied up in court, but I think he would give them work permits for 3 years, one-time renewable, if he could get wall funding.
Both men on Fox News Sunday. Each day the shutdown continues, makes it the longest ever in this nation. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
More regulations are coming to beef-friendly Nebraska. This relates to the word meat.
More than 4 months after Missouri becomes the first state to regulate the term meat on product labels, Nebraska's powerful farm groups lobbying for similar protection from veggie burgers, tofu dogs, and other items with the look and taste of meat. Nebraska lawmakers are considering a bill to prevent companies from packaging, selling, and advertising foods that are plant-based, insect-based, and lab-grown as meat. Similar measures are pending in Tennessee, Virginia, and Wyoming. Leslie Lotto, Fox News.
And the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The first half of the work week looks like quiet weather is going to stick around. We have some morning fog that will clear on out. Then this afternoon's high 42, tonight's low 28, then sunny tomorrow, Tuesday's high near 50. Our long-range computer models show yet another storm system moving in toward the end of the week that may start as rain, ending with snow by Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, 27 degrees, a west wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. And Ted, going to start up with a couple of obituaries today.
Yeah, a couple of folks that have passed away. The longtime wife of singer Pat Boone, Shirley Boone.
Shirley Boone wore many hats in her life, from singing with her husband in hit songs like Let Me Call You Sweetheart, to hosting TV shows, to creating Mercy Corps, an international charity. She and Pat were high school sweethearts, and they both got married when they were 19 years old, spending 65 years together. In a statement to friends and family, Pat Boone said his wife was warmly welcomed into a beautiful new mansion in heaven, prepared specifically for her. Shirley Boone was 84.
I'm in love with you.
Jerry Thomas, Fox News.
Pat Boone, yep. And
I've met Pat Boone, by the way. Have a picture taken with him one time. And just have to be married 65 years in entertainment world, long time.
Pretty solid.
Unusual, yep. Yeah.
An actress from the 1978 hit film Animal House has died.
Verna Bloom appeared in a wide range of theater and television roles, but most people recognize her as the booze-loving wife of the dean in the 1978 comedy film Animal House.
They call me Mrs. Wormer.
Oh, we have a dean Wormer at Faber.
What a coincidence. I have a husband named Dean Wormer at Faber.
Bloom also worked with director Martin Scorsese in three films, including The Last Temptation of Christ. And she played the lover of Clint Eastwood in his 1973 High Plains Drifter. Bloom died Wednesday in Bell Harbor, Maine. She was 80 years old. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Passed away from complications of dementia. Bloom.
Wow.
Roseanne Barr says anti-Semitism played a part in her firing from ABC.
Roseanne Barr told an Israeli newspaper that ABC canceled her sitcom in part due to anti-Semitism. Barr told the Jerusalem Post, "I think it played a part, the fact that I was never allowed to explain what I meant, and what I meant was a commentary on Iran." ABC canceled Roseanne's self-titled sitcom after the comedian sent out a tweet directed at former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, saying she is a cross between the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes. The comedian also mentioned her activism against the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel. Barr added about the tweet, "I have never in my life done anything racist, and I think my career proves that." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Wrapping up the weekend, let's see how the movies did at the box office.
I'm Jane Metzler. The upside to a controversy, opening at number one.
Well, don't your arms work?
They don't.
You can move your mouth.
As can you. I need assistance.
How much does it pay?
He won't get paid to host the Oscars over some old but controversial tweets, but the publicity may have helped propel Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston's film The Upside to the top of the box office with a better than expected $19.6 million. After 3 weeks at number one, Aquaman sinking to second with $17.3 million.
My brother has come from the surface.
The blockbuster did top the global billion-dollar mark, finishing third its debut weekend.
I was very far from home.
A Dog's Way Home making $11.3 million, a Golden Globe winner finishing fourth.
What makes you different is what makes you Spider-Man.
Best animated film, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, reeling in another $9 million, close behind in fifth, Escape Room making $8.9 million. That's Fox on Film.
Hollywood coming back to America with Eddie Murphy.
Coming to America 2 looks to be happening in 2019. The 1988 hit film starring Eddie Murphy has found a director in hustle and flow filmmaker Craig Brewer.
Why? Why can't I find my own wife?
According to Deadline, Murphy is on board to reprise his role as Akeem, the pampered African prince, became bored of potential marriage partners in the kingdom and travels to Queens to find a strong-willed queen.
We're in New York now. Let us dress as New Yorkers.
I feel like a complete idiot.
Blackish creator Kenya Barris is writing the script. In the sequel, Akeem learns about a long-lost son and must return to America to meet him. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
It's an in-game tribute to a comic book icon.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Ammon Dignam. On the newest World of Warcraft patch, a surprise tribute to Marvel Comics legendary figure Stan Lee. An NPC bearing his face, joining the in-game town of Stormwind Keep. Lee died in November at the age of 95. No quests associated with the character yet. He strolls around town using one of his catchphrases.
Excelsior!
Metacritic's best review games of 2018 list coming out. Top of the list, Red Dead Redemption 2, sitting right on top at 1 and 2. One for each console it's on. Followed by the PS4 exclusive God of War, Nintendo's Super Smash Ultimate, one of nine in the list at number three.
Two, one, go!
While the fourth Forza Horizon title, exclusively on the Xbox One, rounded out the top five. The top reviewed PC game was Into the Breach at 13. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
Well, you know, rock, paper, scissors. Paper beats rock. Well, in this case, rock beats paper.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is setting the record straight. The wrestler turned international movie star body slamming a British tabloid for posting what he calls a fabricated interview featuring him criticizing millennials. The actor taking to Instagram.
The interview never took place, never happened, never said any of those words. Completely untrue, 100%. Fabricated. I was quite baffled when I woke up this morning.
The Daily Star claims The Rock said, quote, "The generation of whining snowflakes are draining positive change through their constant moaning." A quote the actor claims he never said. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Michael J. Fox getting his first ever tattoo.
Michael J. Fox showing off some fresh ink on his right forearm. The actor recently got his first tattoo at age 57, taking to Instagram to show it off, a black and white sea turtle rising from rings, captioning, "First tattoo, sea turtle, long story." New York City's Bang Bang Tattoo Shop sharing a series of shots of Fox's visit to show his appreciation. The Back to the Future star gifted the owner and the artist, Mr. K, a hoverboard and a pair of Nike Mags sneakers. Bang Bang Tattoo, a celebrity favorite, as stars including Justin Bieber, Rihanna, and Demi Lovato have all gotten tattoos there. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, if it was me, I think I'd go for an anchor.
Yeah, you would go with the Popeye.
One of our coaches over at West, Mr. Bannister, had a tattoo of a hula girl on his calf.
Nice. Classic.
He was the hit of football practice. Everyone wants to look at his hula girl on his calf. First tattoo I ever saw. Go.
Today marks the 60th anniversary of the movie House on Haunted Hill. You seen this?
Probably.
Vincent Price.
Yeah.
Very campy. But it's fun.
Back in the 60s, right?
59.
Yep.
Funny, fun movie.
It's, I like it.
And it's meant to be that way. Yeah, and then Price, of course, plays the whole thing straight, which makes it just great. House on Haunted Hill's 60th anniversary today. 40 years ago on this night on ABC, the final episode of the Hardy Boys' Nancy Drew Mysteries. The last time that Sean Cassidy and Parker Stevenson would appear as the Hardy Boys on TV. Hot show for a while on
ABC. Yes, it was.
ABC.
Sure was.
ABC thought they could do better, and they dropped the show. And then it took them years to find ratings again on that time
slot.
Yeah, so they kind of regretted, maybe we should have stuck with Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew for a little longer. And its final episode was 40 years ago tonight. Actor Ricardo Montalban passed away 10 years ago on this day. Mr. Rourke on Fantasy Island.
Big star in the 40s.
Big star over the years, Ricardo Montalban. And an infectious kids song in the Billboard Top 40.
The catchy kids song, Baby Shark, making a splash yet again, becoming one of the only children's songs to land on the Billboard Hot 100. The nursery rhyme comes in at number 32 on the list. It kicked off a dance challenge after South Korea-based educational brand Pinkfong debuted its version, encouraging kids and their parents to act out each verse. The viral hit has been viewed over 2.1 billion times on YouTube, making it among the 30 most viewed videos ever. It currently places second on Billboard's Kid Digital Song Sales. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Haven't heard it.
Well, so you're one of the 2.1 billion people that is not aware of this song.
Right.
The Baby Shark song. There
Baby
you go.
Shark song. Yep.
That's entertainment news in the blur right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
8:43 now. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. A Wichita construction company is moving its offices. Bill's going to tell us about it. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.